KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 65 degrees in Atlantic at 8:01. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news, sales tax changes took effect in several Iowa communities last Friday. A 7% hotel-motel tax officially took effect in the Carroll County community of Manning. A new Boulders Inn & Suites hotel is scheduled to open in Manning this October. A 1% sales tax went into effect in the tiny southwest Iowa community of Blockton on July the 1st. That community plans to use the new sales tax revenue for street repairs. A 1% local option sales tax is now being collected in 11 cities in Warren County. Indianola plans to use its share of the new tax money to pay for a new wastewater treatment plant. Warren County officials plan to use a quarter of the county's portion for property tax relief and the rest to finance construction of a new county courthouse and jail. Other Warren County communities have plans to use the money for streets, sidewalks, and other city expenses. Warren County voters approved the new tax earlier this year. Victoria Daniels, the public information officer for the Iowa Department of Revenue, says voters knew how that money would be used.
On the ballot, they have to have a revenue purpose statement and say, here's what this money will be used for. And that's what the voters are voting on. Not only that, A, they agree with having this tax, but B, they agree on the purpose.
And the local option sales tax has been collected in the communities of Storm Lake, Alta, Rembrandt, and Lakeside in Buena Vista County. That's now permanent. It had been set to expire. A Sioux City, Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to assaulting two men with his sport utility vehicle in Nebraska, causing one man to lose part of his left leg. 47-year-old Ruben Vela entered the plea Thursday at his arraignment in Dakota County District Court. He's been charged with first and second degree assault, failure to stop at the scene of an injury accident, and two counts of criminal mischief. Prosecutors say Vela argued with another man, or the other man that is, on June the 6th at a South Sioux City hotel. Authorities say he then drove his SUV into a parked car, forcing it against a hotel wall and pinning two men standing behind the car. One of the men had to have his lower left leg amputated. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating a possible fake claim of a winning lottery ticket. Iowa Lottery spokesman person Mary Neubauer says the investigation involves an attempt to cash in a ticket last month.
June 17th, a ticket winning the top prize in a scratch game called the $250,000 Riches was presented for cashing at our Storm Lake office. Now, that's a $20 scratch game that began sales in Iowa here in March.
Neubauer says the ticket raised a lot of questions.
There was scribbling over nearly all of the back of the ticket when it was brought into our office. So the claim attempt was referred to our security division. I'm sure you have heard us say many times through the years that we follow security procedures in any prize claim because we need to ensure that the ticket was legally purchased, legally possessed, and legally presented.
And she said could not reveal the identity of the person who tried to cash that ticket.
What I can tell you is that and many other details are exactly what is being investigated in this case.
She was asked if there is a security camera footage of the person buying the ticket, but did not confirm that.
Certainly security camera footage is a standard part of many of the investigations that we conduct here at the Iowa Lottery. It is definitely a useful tool in law enforcement, and it's something that we utilize in many, many instances.
Neubauer said everything is on hold until the investigation is complete.
At this point, the prize has not been paid pending this investigation.
The DCI is working with the Iowa Lottery and Buena Vista County Attorney's Office to try and sort out if there is any wrongdoing in the attempt to cash that ticket. A lottery fever is starting to pick up again as the Mega Millions jackpot has grown to more than $500 million. Lottery spokesperson Mary Neubauer says the big jackpots bring in a lot of new people.
We get a lot of first-timers jumping in and occasional players jumping in. So what we see is that the pool of players expands a lot when the jackpot gets as high as it is. And I think because of that, we're seeing questions that we don't normally see.
She says most of those questions involve how to play the game.
The number one question that we're getting right now is how late can you buy a ticket for Friday's drawing? I think we as human beings are procrastinators, and so people want to know, okay, how late can I hold out? And the answer is Mega Millions drawings are at 10 p.m. Central Time on Tuesdays and Fridays. So here in Iowa, you can buy a ticket for Friday's drawing up until 8:59 p.m.
The $540 million jackpot started to grow in March.
This jackpot has been rolling for 34 drawings without being won. That's the longest jackpot run in the history of this game.
The jackpot is based on picking the right numbers for your ticket, of course. Neubauer says there are some other numbers involved that make this jackpot interesting.
The Mega Millions jackpot has only been won twice so far this year, and both of those times it was on calendar dates of 8. On January 8th with a ticket purchased in New York, and on March 8th with a ticket purchased in the state of Washington. Well, the next drawing is now on July 8th, so we'll see if lightning strikes on Friday.
It is the biggest Mega Millions jackpot since 2013, when that rose to $648 million. Well, thanks to a generous donation by the Red Oak Kiwanis Club and the help of several volunteers, Montgomery County 4-H youth will enjoy a new activity at this year's Montgomery County Fair. A Gaga ball pit was permanently installed on Friday, July the 1st, at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds on the south side of the 4-H exhibit building. A Gaga pit is a wood octagon made up of 8 sides with a 20-foot diameter court for play. The object of the game is to use a lightweight ball to hit another player below the knees to eliminate them from the pit. The last person in the pit is declared the winner. Chelsea Cousins, County Youth Coordinator at ISU Extension and Outreach in Montgomery County, says they're excited to offer a game that youth have enjoyed playing at 4-H camp for several years, and now it's right there at the Montgomery County Fair. She says kids of all ages, sizes, and athletic ability can take part in the activity. It's easy to catch on, fast-paced game with many opportunities to be the one last standing. The Montgomery County 4-H Youth Council plans to host a 4-H club tournament on Saturday, July 16th at 4 p.m. The public is welcome to attend. Pickup games will also be played throughout the week of the fair. The project, she says, would not have been completed without the collaboration of several community players. The Red Oak Kiwanis Club fully funded the project, thanks to Brian Carlson at the DeWitt Center also for cutting the materials and prepping the construction site at no cost. And the Montgomery County Extension would also like to thank 4-H parents Bob Peterson, Roger Vile, and Beth Vile coordinating and constructing the project. Kate Carlson, Hayden Van Meter, Colin Bruce, Alex Selberg, and others for helping to complete the construction of that project. Elsewhere in state news, an Ottumwa man has been sentenced to 2 years in prison and ordered to pay nearly $396,000 for a cattle fraud scheme. The U.S. Attorney's Office and 28-year-old Jeffrey Lewis DeWitt received the sentence Thursday for wire fraud and conversion of mortgaged property. The payments will go to 11 of his victims. DeWitt acknowledged in a plea agreement that he lied to induce a victim to obtain a bank loan, which DeWitt claimed would be used to buy cattle that would be resold at a higher price. DeWitt sent the victim an email with fictitious details about the cattle he planned to buy. He also admitted to selling hay and livestock mortgaged to the U.S. Farm Service Agency without permission and defrauding as many as 11 other people. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.